It's not. Do you correct them?
No, I don't. I know what they're talking about.
Do you try to use the word correctly in the next sentence? Like, oh, yes, thank you for coming to the library. Thank you very much.
I don't. It sounds like you might, though.
It's like February. It's not February. It's February. There's an R in there.
I don't think I've ever once said February.
But that's what the word is. Oh, then you're... No wonder why you don't correct people at library. You're just guilty
with them.
February. Shay King, thank you very much. We've got a whole schedule of people coming in through 2027. We got the list all set.
That's right. We plan in advance around here.
Thank you very much for coming in. You're always a good smile.
See you next time.
And these are great programs. Take advantage of it. This is your library. This is what you pay your taxes for.
And they're all free other than the taxes that you pay.
Oh, you don't do that? You don't pay them?
If you're a kid, you might not.
8 o'clock here at WRJ and 8 on the Dot. Let's check news. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Today is the deadline for federal government workers to hand in deferred resignations or face the prospect of firings. President Trump explained his belt-tightening plan last week.
We'd love to have them leave. We're trying to remember this. We want them to go into the private sector.
Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
The administration expects about 200,000 federal workers to take that resignation offer. CBS News has learned that more than 40,000 employees already have, with the largest spike expected today.
They would get paid through September. The Senate's been up since last night, with Democrats leading a protest over Russell Vogt, Mr. Trump's nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget. Maryland's Angela Also Brooks.
He said it himself about civil servants. He said, we want to put them in trauma.
Vote backs a plan that calls for drastic cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. President Trump has weighed in on Truth Social this morning about his proposal to take over Gaza and make it into a luxury resort area. He says the territory would be turned over to the U.S. by Israel at the conclusion of fighting. Mr. Trump says Palestinians would be resettled in safer and more beautiful communities in the region for, quote, a chance to be happy, safe, and free. He also says no U.S. soldiers would be needed. Snow, ice, and freezing rain are making for a dangerous commute in the east. CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Winter weather advisories basically all along the Ohio Valley and into the northeast. Anywhere from basically New York City northward is going to see the higher snow totals.
Forecast calls for a gradual change to rain from south to north. A new strain of bird flu has turned up in dairy cows in Nevada. CBS's Cammy McCormick says it's raising alarms.
Experts say this new type of bird flu is different from the version that previously spread in cattle herds, and it raises new questions about how difficult it is to control infections in animals, as well as the people who work closely with them. This new version was just confirmed last Friday. It was detected in milk collected as part of a surveillance program. This is the same version of the virus that's been linked to the death of a person in Louisiana and a Canadian teen who had a severe case and was hospitalized for months.
Mishap on the tarmac at Seattle Tacoma International. The wing of a Japan Airlines plane clipped the tail of a Park Delta jet while the Japan plane was taxiing after it landed. Tony Christensen was on the Delta plane waiting for de-icing.
So everybody was kind of in shock. And to move it like it did, it had to be something pretty powerful to move the plane like that.
No one was injured. S&P futures up 9. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There were a bunch of crashes in Racine and Kenosha last night and into the morning. A wintry mix froze up with roads a rink. Incidents included a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Squad being struck on 43, a 7-car pileup in one area, and a Racine County Sheriff's Squad involved in an accident on 7 Mile Road. Windy today, more coming up in the forecast. A drug bust in Kenosha Tuesday was the result of a tag team maneuver. The Racine County Sheriff's Office Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group collaborated on a search warrant. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old. Investigators say they seized over 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A music teacher in Racine County is making a positive impact on her students. Go deeper with her story online at Racine County Eye. And the parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is again experiencing technical issues. Print and digital editions have been halted. The disruption at Lee Enterprises affects over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks and their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks snapping a four-game losing streak by beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Damian Lillard, with 29 points after Giannis, had to sit out the game with a sore calf muscle. Next, the Bucks face the Hawks tomorrow night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No one likes losing, I can tell you that. So getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back and see what we have from there.
The Bucks making moves before today's trade deadline, sending Chris Middleton and their first-round pick A.J. Johnson to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzman and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin. Then last night, they picked up a center, Jericho Sims, from the Knicks for guard DeLon Wright and Cash. NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles back on the practice field. Do the Packers have enough experienced players to make it to a Super Bowl? Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think that it can go either way, honestly. But I think that what we need is just some guys that we know that in this league are already proven and they've done it at a high level.
That's Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hello. I'm glad to be here. I'm a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 7-year-old. I try to be responsible. I've been married to the same man for 15 years, but we've been having this one fight, and it's now lasted over 8. It started around the year Y2K, and it was all about what century was it. I said it was the 21st century. He said it was the 20th century until the year 2100. That is a fight. And I'm sick of it. So I go up to this stranger on the street, and I'm like, I'm really sorry to bug you, sir, but do you know what century it is? The guy's face just drops. And he goes, I know, I got a bad haircut.
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking, it wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. I'm
Rascals, good loving local news. Tamless hits at WRJN 809. Good morning. Looking for a cloudy day today with a gradual clearing and a high near 37. So hopefully a lot of this stuff will melt. Clear tonight, lows 15, partly sunny, highs near 29 tomorrow. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible on Saturday, highs near 32. Kind of slushy, I guess. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 27, cloudy and 30 right now here at Radio Park. This is odd but true. When L. Frank Baum was writing The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, he got the name Oz from his filing cabinet. One drawer was A to G, one was H to N, and you guessed it. The third drawer was O to Z, Oz. See, now you know. See, you come to my program in the morning and you'll learn a whole bunch of interesting things that will get you nothing in life. There's no reason to know all this stuff, but it's nice to know. It's 810, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere.
Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Rolling on a river, been a lot of.
CCR, Proud Mary, 816, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. What's more important to you on Super Bowl Sunday, the football or the food? A poll found half of us would rather see our team lose next Sunday than run out of snacks in mid-game. Now, if you don't want to talk football, talk snacks instead. 59% of people said that's a good icebreaker. Just don't get too heated over it. About 30% of us have gotten into a snack-related argument. Yeah, I know. Hard to believe, huh? See, it's 817 at WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence Pringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. Love chocolate? Get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence Pringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver, bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Mr. this American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
I saw a
met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, when she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store, where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean's masterpiece. I don't use that word lightly either. American Pie from 1972. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Get this. This guy never saw this coming. An Uber driver in Pittsburgh named Jen Wharton caught the guy she's dating with another woman. And how she caught him? They ordered an Uber on a date. Jen was the driver of the Uber. Imagine that ride. That's got to be real comfortable. Local news has never been covered more completely as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic expertise to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. That's E-Y-E, RacineCountyEye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. It's exactly 8:30, and speaking about local news, let's check it now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a rough overnight and morning for drivers. It was great for tow truck drivers as a wintry mix spread across the area and laid down some ice. There were a number of spinouts and crashes overnight. It'll of course warm up as the day goes on and winds will pick up. Gusts could be up over 40 miles an hour today. There is a chance of snow this weekend. More is coming up in the forecast. Racine and Kenosha drug units got together for a bus this week. The Racine County Sheriff's Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group executed a search warrant in Kenosha Tuesday. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old at a home on 38th Street near 94th. During the operation, police say they seized 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A story you'll want to go deeper with at the Racine County Eye today is music-based. A music teacher at a Racine County school is making a big difference, with her story now online at RacineCountyEye.com. And it's another day of nothing from the local papers. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website says again they're experiencing technical problems that are preventing print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Technology's moving so fast, and there's times when you feel like you're on top of it, and then there's times when you feel like that friend with the flip phone. We all have the friend or relative with a flip phone. You're like, Where'd you get that? Do you use that to call the past? But there's definitely moments when I'm the person with the flip phone. Like, I have a landline. Some of you are like, what's a landline? No one wants to admit they have a landline. It's like discovering you're still paying for AOL. Here's how I justify having a landline. I'm like, well, I need a landline in case all the cell towers go out, and then I could call no one. Our landline will ring. My wife and I, we won't even move to answer it. Well, it's obviously not for us. It's like paying a stranger $10 a month to interrupt dinner.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Jim Gaffigan, a few minutes ago, our comedy bit, was talking about landlines and flip phones and how archaic they are. Well, a study looked at old sayings that are going extinct. Over half the people under the age of 50 never heard of these before, yet say them. A flash in the pan, dead as a doornail, beating a dead horse, toe the line, drop someone in line. Oh, drop someone a line. I get it. Steal my thunder. Be there or be square. Come on, that was not even good when I was a kid. Put a sock in it. Cool as a cucumber. And raining cats and dogs. Now, I don't use any of these. Well, maybe one or two. I've used cool as a cucumber and dead as a doornail. Other than that, I don't use any of them. Maybe three. If I think back. All right, got a gradual clearing on tap today. Highs near 37. Right now it's cloudy and 30 degrees right here at Radio Park.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
News, timeless hits. The documentary Lakefront, the third YMCA. Now, we talked about this on the air. We did a whole show on this documentary because I saw it, and it is just, it's really a good documentary. If you're a historian on Racine, or you want to know what's doing there on the lakefront, in that building that's sitting there with all the broken windows on the lakefront in downtown, yeah, it's all smashed windows and everything. That was once a vibrant YMCA. Lakefront, the third YMCA. You want to see the documentary? You can watch it tonight at the Racine Heritage Museum at 5 p.m. That's at 701 Main Street. What's really interesting, the building is right there in back of the Racine Heritage Museum. When you come out of the documentary, you can look at the building itself. Okay, the Racine Heritage Museum, tonight, 5 p.m. Thursday, February 6th, Lakefront, the 3rd YMCA. It's a good documentary. My wife and I saw it. You'll want to catch this, okay? Hey, do you know what I mean? Lee Michaels. Yeah, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her yesterday. I just saw her ask her to stay. Do you know what I mean? Lord, do you know what I mean? Her and Bobby were stepping out. Her and Bobby didn't know I'd find out. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Michaels, 1971 the year. Do you know what I mean? 845, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Now, you know the WRJN plays the timeless hits. We talk about that enough. But now, as Valentine's Day comes up, we'll help with some timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. We'll set one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for a perfect Valentine's Day. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. And a great concert from Herman Serbitz and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. Simply enter at one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose a winner at random Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with all the details. You can register at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine, WRJM. I got to get this in here. This is really odd but true. In 1969, a musician named Jim Sullivan recorded an album called UFO, which featured strange lyrics about leaving his family and being abducted by aliens. And get this, 6 years later, he disappeared without a trace. The only evidence was an abandoned car that he owned. It was found on a desert road. Isn't that something? 1975, he disappeared and was never heard from again. Isn't that something, huh? Odd, but true. Hey, we're talking to Dick Graceffa about tonight's game, the high school basketball game, in just a moment here at WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is happening now. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Here's the biggest deal I know, Dick Graceffa. Dick Graceffa's here. He does our high school sports. He's our play-by-play announcer for all our games we run on WRJN. And looky here, we got one tonight. This is a big one. Park at Case. Racine Park at Racine Case tonight. Pre-game 6:30. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. Now, where do the teams stand, these two teams?
Well, Park lost their first game of the year and has not lost since. They are 15-1, ranked number 3 in the state, and they are very exciting to watch. And I expect to see them in late March still playing. Case, very young team, getting better, and you never know when the local teams play each other, but I expect Park to come out victorious again tonight.
Now, you said Racine Park is third place statewide, and they're 15-1. You mean there were two teams, what are they, undefeated, the two teams ahead of them?
They're in conference, they're undefeated. They're 9-0. The game they lost was to St. Catharines.
Yeah, I know, remember that,
in a non-conference game. That was way back Thanksgiving weekend. They have not lost since. 15 straight.
So there are two teams ahead of them that are undefeated statewide, right?
There's two teams ranked ahead of them. Whoa. But again, I mean, that's saying a lot to be ranked number 3 in the state.
15-1? That's terrific.
Yes.
Okay, that's tonight's game. Racine Park and Racine Case. Again, pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock. Now, we got another game coming up. Our next broadcast game will be on Tuesday, February 11th, right? Yeah, Burlington at Waterford. Big game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
and we have another ranked team in Waterford. They're ranked in their division. They're ranked number 9 in the state. So they've only lost 3 times this year. Beat Burlington the first time in a good ball game. So that game, I'm expecting to be a barn burner.
Okay, so tonight, that game also, the same time, 6:30 pregame tip-off at 7 o'clock. So tonight, one more time, Racine Park at Racine Case, pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock. You can hear the game here on WRJN. And if you're out of town or you have some relative that's out of town, and I mean out of town like, you know, Wichita, Kansas, out of town, you could tell them they can hear the game streamed at dgsports.mixlr.com. That's dgsports.mixlr.com. And if you're in town, you can hear the game right here at WRJN. Dick, looking forward to it tonight, okay?
Thanks, Don.
Take care of everything on the home front there for us, all right?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Dick. Bye-bye now. Dick Graceffa does our play-by-play announcing right here at WRJN High School Sports. That's what we're all about. Local news, local sports, and, of course, timeless hits. My brother played with this group at one time. The Chiffons, Sweet Talking Guy.
Sweet Talking Guy.
Sweet Talking Guy, local news, timeless hits, 8:55 here at WRJN. All right, here's a fun topic to bring up tonight. If you're in a serious relationship, should the person you're in that serious relationship with have to tell you the password to their phone? Or is it okay to keep that stuff to yourself? Someone polled 20,000 Americans to find out the consensus on this, and most people think you should not have to share the password on your phone. 31% said yes, you should. 45% said you can keep it private. 25% weren't sure or said it depends. I don't know about my wife's password. I wrote mine down on a piece of paper so she'll have it. Because I got to tell you something. When my mother passed away, we didn't have the passcode to her phone. And the phone company's not too reticent to give that stuff up immediately. It took a lot of work to get her phone back, you know, so we can deal with it again. So you might want to tell your partner the password to your phone. And don't change it after you tell them, all right? It's 8:56, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Back from the year 1965. I love this group, the Hollies. Here's Bus Stop.
Bus Stop, wet day, she's there, I say, reshell my umbrella. Bus Stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is D-Day for about 2 million federal workers to hand in deferred resignations or face the possibility of terminations as part of the Trump administration's plans to slim down government. Maryland's Democratic Senator Angela Alsobrooks.
Hardworking Americans who've done their job dutifully, some for decades. I've spoken with them. Fired for no reason whatsoever.
Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
The Office of Personnel Management sent memos to the heads of agencies to defend the legality of the program, claiming if employees resign, they will continue to be paid through September 30th.
CBS News has learned more than 40,000 have already agreed to leave. Many more are expected to do the same thing today. We've learned the president's new Department of Government Efficiency is also targeting the government agency that studies and predicts Earth's weather, climate, oceans, and coasts. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
Staffers were told to expect a 50% workforce reduction and a 30% budget cut. NOAA currently employs more than 12,000 people around the world, and more than half of them are scientists and engineers.
President Trump doubling down on his proposal to take over the Gaza Strip and rebuild. Here's correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Trump said this morning that the Palestinians will be resettled in safer and more beautiful communities, and Israel's defense minister has ordered the army to come up with plans for Palestinians to leave by land, air, or sea. The plan has many U.S. allies outraged. In London, the British Minister for Women and Equalities in Parliament today.
We would oppose, Mr. Speaker, any effort to move Palestinians in Gaza to neighboring Arab states against their will.
We've learned